Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. So glad that you could join me today. Join me to as we continue to make our way through the end of the church year here as we celebrate the reality and the majesty of Jesus. That's really what the church is leading us to focus on, and I'm really glad, you know, it's happening this time. We continue to have so many struggles and challenges in life, a lot to fight through, a lot to carry, a lot to be tempted and be shaken by, but the Lord wants us to know that He's King, that He's Lord, that He loves us, that He's with us, that He's not surprised at all by what's happening, and He's not shaken by it, and He wants us to enter into greater, deeper union with Him and knowledge of Him, so that we ourselves can walk in the kind of exhortations He gave us. Like He said, you know, seek first the kingdom of God, to have no anxiety about anything, but instead seek first the kingdom. It seems like such a hyperbolic statement, you know, have no anxiety about anything. It's so easy to have anxiety about everything as human beings, but the reality is the deeper we enter into relationship with Christ and intimacy, communion, union with Jesus, the more the Holy Spirit gives us faith, conviction in our hearts that we're children of God and that He's present. And His words that I'm with you always, I'll never leave you. You'll never be orphaned in the kingdom. I'm with you. My life, I'm committed to you. And He was clear with us that if He's committed, we would be moving, especially if we're His disciples, that we were going to be moving through trials and tribulations and difficulties and challenges and resistance. Every human being experiences it because we live in a fallen, broken world. And everyone's caught up in it, either on the receiving end or just being shaken by what they're observing, or, you know, being caught up in it in such a way that their own personal life is dominated by it and becoming a source of it and falling under the demonic strategies of the evil one, and his inspiration, his dark inspirations and things. And so it's inescapable in this world. This is not our home. I was on the day of the election a few weeks back. I was at Mass. We had adoration at Christ the King, our parish, and then we had noon Mass, and I was sitting there, and I was just struck by how broken the world is, how broken, you know, our politics are, how broken families are, how broken economies are, how there's just so much there. And I was just having one of those moments of being very much aware of the growing rage in the culture, the confusion, and Jesus said, "Why does it surprise you?" In my heart, I just felt like He said, "Why does it surprise you, my friend? This is the world I've come to save. I've come to save a people from this world. This world, literally, Peter, is not my kingdom. My kingdom's not of this world. I'm present here. I've established my kingdom in my church. And my kingdom will never be shaken. It will never be taken away. It will never be defeated. And for those who come into the life of the kingdom, you will be completely fulfilled. But in this world, you'll have tribulations." And Jesus is serious when He says, "But be of good cheer, because I've overcome it all. I've conquered it. It will have no ultimate hold on you. And what you may pass through in this world, if you belong to Me, no matter what the trial, I'm with you. And I permit it because I know I've given you the strength to walk through it. And I'm going to allow it to happen in your life so that you can become what you most long to be, a saint, a friend of the King, a bridegroom, you know, part of, you know, He's the bridegroom and we're the bride. You know, the human history is moving toward a marriage between the King of the universe. The Father has prepared in His plan of history was to present his Son a prepared bride. It's right there throughout, you know, Scripture, really from Genesis to Revelation, but it's there deeply in the book of Revelation that states it so beautifully in Revelation chapter 19 in particular. For the marriage feast of the Lamb has come when Jesus has exercised His authority and judgment against all the enemies of God, and the judgment has happened. And the kingdom, all the opposition to the kingdom has been dealt with. And now the time has come when those friends of the bridegroom, those friends of Jesus, those he called friends who lived and died in him. Now, this is the destiny of your life. This is the destiny of human history. This is the destiny of the mission of the church, is this union where the Father presents to his Son a prepared bride. Did you know that human history is ending in a marriage? All the judgment, all that's going to happen, and Jesus is going to destroy all the enemies of the kingdom. But all that's preparing for is the communion, and so much is talked about it. So I'm just going to read Revelation 19, a little bit from 1 Corinthians 15 to just think about. It says, as for these things, Revelation 19, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great harlot who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and he has avenged on her the blood of his servants shed by her. This is the power of the kingdom of darkness, the harlot that he's talking about. The whole world that's set against the lordship and majesty of Jesus, we see it now, friends. It's present in this world. When the world rulers are set against the Lord and his anointed, when Jesus Christ, whom all of this was made for, he's not even mentioned in the halls of power. In the secrets of some hearts of those brothers and sisters who are leavened, who are planted in places, but he's not looked to, he's not acknowledged, he's not glorified, though the heavens glorify him. And forever and ever all creation will honor and glorify him by the will of the Father. But Jesus brought judgment against this corrupted earth. And he's avenged the blood of his servants. And the reading goes on and says, and they said, Alleluia. Her smoke rises up forever and ever, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Verse 7. It's the end of that section. Whereas the saints in heaven and the angels are declaring the victory of Jesus against all the opposition to the Father's will and the Father's plan. And in this kingdom, the centerpiece of it will be love. God is love. And God has removed in his Son all that hinders love. This is the zeal of the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is our King and our Captain who's exercised his authority to separate all who refuse the offer of love, all who have said no to love, whether they be demons, Satan and the demons who are cast into hell forever, or human beings who are made in the image and likeness of God and were invited to this marriage feast and given an offering of the love and the friendship of Christ to belong to him, to be a part of the bride that the Father's preparing for his Son, the bridegroom. Those who have said no will be eternally separated, and he will expose the truth that's in them, that is the truth of what they've chosen. And Jesus will be there, and all who stand against him will be exposed as darkness, as liars, as hypocrites, as enemies of the will of God. They will be exposed for what they are. Human beings, friends, can become ultimately like demons if we say yes to sin, if we say yes to the seductions of the enemy, if we are in love with this world, if we're enamored by fame and power and pleasure and seduced into fearing men rather than fearing God, we'll come into the final judgment that leads to the second death. But here is what the book of Revelation is now celebrating post-judgment, the marriage feast of the Lamb. The one who makes all things new, who deserves honor and power and glory and blessing. Today's reading, actually, the first reading at Mass, is taken from the book of Revelation chapter 14. It said, I, John, looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. The Lamb is the Lord himself, and with him 144,000 who had his name and his Father's name written on their foreheads. Those are all those who died in Christ, all those who were disciples to the end, all those who were alive both in heaven and on earth, who were totally dedicated to Jesus. They bear the name of the Son, the King of the universe, the name that's above all names, that's the name of Jesus. Paul tells us in Philippians, the name above every name, and the Father's name, our Father is written on her forehead. I heard a sound from heaven, like the sound of a rushing water and a loud peal of thunder. The sound I heard was like the harpists playing their harps. They were singing with what seemed to be a new hymn before the throne, before the four living creatures and the elders. You know, the elders, the 24 elders, that's the apostles and the elders of Israel. No one could learn this hymn except the 144,000, the new song that's put into their heart to sing to the Lord, who had been ransomed from the earth. Who are the 44,000? The ones who'd been ransomed from the earth. That is, they were bought by a price. The king in his blood, precious blood, bought them. And it says, they have been ransomed as the first fruits of the human race for God and the Lamb. Why? These were the ones, it says, who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Isn't that beautiful? They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. And who is the Lamb? Think again of Philippians 2. He's the one who was humbled himself. How did he humble himself? This is, friends, this is, I talked about this last week. This is the meaning of life. This is the posture in life. Not beating our chest, we're not in a zero-sum game against human beings. We're in a battle against principalities and powers. There's not a human being on the earth who's ultimately your enemy. God highly exalted Jesus because Jesus showed us the way. He became obedient even unto death. He humbled himself. This is the way to absolute freedom and life and eternal glory. Everyone who does this in obedience to Christ will share in it. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Jesus has glorified. His life has been an absolute revelation of the glory of God the Father. His obedience has led to glory. His love for the Father has led to glory. His faithfulness has given glory to the Father. His total obedience and trust. And it's all been vindicated in the Father raising him from the dead and seating him at his right hand in heaven. And it's Jesus' name. What's the name that's above every other name? Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God, eternally begotten, the Word of God that became flesh. There is no other God. There is no other way. There is no other Savior. He's the one. And you know what? In John's Gospel, chapter 15, it's so beautiful, and he says it in other places, this great King and Savior who has ransomed for himself a people, the ones that follow the Lamb, he said, you are my friends. Jesus wants friendship with you. Jesus calls you friend, and he demonstrated that by laying down his life. He said, no greater love as a man than this, that he would lay it down for his friends. Friends, all of us are weak. All of us fall short of this, but we're all invited to this. And he wants you to know today, you are a friend of the bridegroom. You are a friend of the king. He takes friendship seriously. We get glimpses of it. We have moments of it. We fall short of it, but he's lifting us up. He's elevating us. He's drawing us into the friendship he wants to share with us forever, which is the love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that he gives to us. Friends, it's the most precious gift you have if you're alive in him. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.